This meditation exercise is designed to allow us to practice bringing simple awareness and attention to pain or discomfort, cultivating a new mindset toward the experience. It can be done seated or lying down. If you're seated on the chair, floor, cushion, or bench, seeing if you can align the back, neck, and head so that the body is relatively straight without being stiff. Relaxing the shoulders and placing the hands comfortably in the lap. If you're lying down, allowing the arms to rest comfortably by your sides and your feet to fall away from each other. If you'd like, gently closing the eyes. During this meditation, we'll be practicing focusing attention on different body parts, similar to the body scan meditation. If during the exercise you have a hard time concentrating or find the mind drifting off, simply noticing the experience of drifting and with gentle determination, returning attention to the anchor, knowing that each time you begin again, you're practicing mindfulness. So beginning by checking in with different parts of the body, but this time as we move through the body, being particularly aware of any pain or discomfort sensations. When you observe pain or discomfort, seeing if you can simply notice it and treat it like any other body sensation that you'd find in the body scan, whether pleasant or unpleasant. That is, seeing if you can observe with curiosity and beginner's mind, allowing the sensation to be present, not trying to change or get rid of it in any way. So let's take the time now to check in with different parts of the body. So beginning with the forehead. Scanning down to the eyes. The nose. The cheeks, the mouth, the jaw and the chin, just checking in with sensations in each area, noticing what's there. Continuing now to scan down to the shoulders. Down to the arms. The hands, tuning into the sensations in the body, noticing comfort or discomfort, and allowing each to be present. Noticing now the sensations that are present in the chest area. In the abdomen. And moving awareness now to the back of the body. So checking into the sensations in the back of the neck. In the upper back and lower back. Allowing the sensations in each area to dominate your attention and your awareness. And when you arrive at areas of pain or discomfort, simply noticing the sensations as you would any other sensation, allowing them to be present. Treating them like any other sensation you might come across. Moving attention now to the pelvis. Down the legs. And down to the feet. Noticing the sensations that arise from each region of the body. And now taking a moment to be with the body as a whole. So expanding the field of your awareness and attention to include the entire body. Feeling what it's like to be you in your body in this moment. And noticing areas of comfort or discomfort, pleasant or unpleasant sensations, allowing all of them to be present, observing with acceptance and curiosity. And then, when you're ready, returning to an area of the body where you're presently experiencing pain or discomfort, and deliberately choosing to focus attention on that spot. And as you focus on that area of discomfort or pain, seeing what you can notice about the sensation. Bringing an attitude of curiosity to the experience. So is it prickling, tingling, stinging, aching? Is the pain or discomfort sharp or dull? Is it hot or cold? Does it fluctuate in quality, intensity, or location? Seeing what you can notice about the sensations of pain or discomfort, and allowing them to be there, accepting the experience of this part of your body. Here and now, letting it be as it is. Not expecting pain to go away, not doing battle with the pain or discomfort, but allowing it to be. When the mind wanders away, seeing if you can return attention and awareness to that area, appreciating having noticed the wandering, and practicing returning from distraction, to simply paying attention with openness and awareness to that experience of pain or discomfort, noticing everything you can about it. When you're ready, expanding awareness to tune into any comments, labels, or judgments you may be placing on the experience of pain or discomfort. We often experience mental activity surrounding discomfort. Thoughts about what the pain or discomfort means, how we can get rid of it, whether or not we deserve it, or whether or not we can tolerate it. Seeing if you can tune in and notice the mental experience going along with the physical experience. And noticing if there's any tendency to avoid the pain or discomfort, or to catastrophize it, to turn away from it. And as you tune in to these two different ways of experiencing pain or discomfort, the physical and the mental, perhaps noticing that the cognitive reaction is quite different from the actual physical sensations of pain. So the pain or discomfort and the reaction to the pain or discomfort are two different things. And noticing what happens to the physical sensations of pain when you're able to simply observe them. When you dwell in awareness of the sensations, observing emotional and mental reactions, but without buying into the story about the pain or discomfort. What happens to the physical sensations when you practice letting go of the cognitive reaction and returning attention directly to the sensation, the burning, the itching, the aching, the sensation itself, rather than the story about the sensation. Practicing willingness to tune in directly to the physical sensation of pain or discomfort. Resting attention and awareness on that area of the body. And at the same time, noticing what arises mentally and emotionally and the impact of those reactions on the physical sensations. When you let go of reactions and return attention directly to the sensation, what happens? When you're ready, letting go of attention to pain or discomfort and bringing attention to the breath. So we've been breathing the whole time that we paid attention to body sensations of pain or discomfort, but now returning attention and awareness directly to the sensations of breathing. checking in to see where in the body you feel the breath most strongly, not assuming you know where you'll find it. Simply following the air as it enters and leaves the body, not needing to control or change it, allowing the breath to breathe itself to sustain its natural rhythm. As this exercise comes near an end, just taking a moment to appreciate having taken this time to work mindfully with pain and with discomfort. Knowing that the practice is available to you at any time, during formal meditation, or when you experience discomfort or pain outside of meditation. At the sound of the bell, beginning to make small movements with the body, shifting the arms and legs. And when you're ready, opening the eyes, having a stretch.